Hey, young world.
What's good?
This is Mark.
I'm Zoe.
And this is Ride 6 of Pass Me the Ox.
Hey.
Turn up.
Turn up.
Yo, bro. I think I had too much Hennessy, man. This Hennessy getting to me. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little smashed. I'm a little dressed. But we in the club, man. Oh. Yeah, they hate, but they broke them. And when it's time to pop, they have no show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm local.
Turn up. So, on the last episode, the last ride, we played Solange's FUBU.
This is for us.
Bruh. Love. Which came from her record, A Seat at the Table, which was released right after we recorded.
Literally.
Does that not happen to us every time?
Every single time.
We come, we think we're talking about something that everybody's going to feel, and they're going to be like, yes, and then somebody else come with it.
Yep.
It just happens all the time.
I'm tired.
It's too much, but to recap, we talked about black music, about its role in what we're going through as a people, how we feel, how we get through, etc. And Solange came back and was like, exactly. I know exactly.
Replied directly to us. Bruh. No subs.
No sub tweet at all. Like, at me. At me, Solange, because you know she will, though. But you know she will.
No,
you ever seen on Twitter?
No.
Bruh, she plays no games. Between her and Rihanna, don't test. Like, stop testing. As she said on FUBU, don't come for us. Like,
yeah.
It's too much.
She never lied.
But what were your thoughts? Like, first of all, we knew only from we saw those pictures.
Yeah.
That she had started releasing from her videos that we now know are videos. We knew because you tagged me, I believe, saying, oh my gosh. Because
it was the artwork of the back of her vinyl, which I need that vinyl.
I do need that vinyl. Whatever. She always has the bomb vinyls. True was on vinyl as well, and it was so lit. But the craziest part was I tagged you thinking you had not seen it.
Right. So we both tagged each other.
No, you tagged me first, and it came up on my phone. I didn't know why, but it was because you tagged me, and I tagged you like, oh my God, Zoe.
Bruh.
Craziness.
But yes.
It was incredible. What did you think about the record? Like, what were your first thoughts in listening to it?
Vocals.
Yes! I think she got lessons. I mean, it's obvious she had vocal lessons.
I was going to say, her vibrato sounds similar to B's.
Her vibrato is similar to Beyonce's. In fact, and I don't want to get ahead of myself in talking about certain tracks, but on Don't Wish Me Well, I feel like that entire track is Beyonce. Yeah. I feel like Beyonce came from the harmonies to the approach, the tone, the actual track itself. Mm-hmm. It was so Beyonce, and maybe it was an homage to Beyonce as her big sister and as an inspiration to her artistry in general, but she definitely had vocal lessons.
Definitely. And I mean, not saying it does sound like Solange, though.
No,
like,
yeah,
classic Solange.
Yeah.
But it sounds like an enhanced version,
for
lack of a better term. But I was floored. Because even Rise, the first track.
Bruh. And Tweet.
Okay. And then, exactly. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You gotta tell the people.
No, go ahead. Please tell them.
That's what I have to say.
Right. I mean, we really could end in Tweet because Tweet, once again, because we talked about this on one of our episodes.
We definitely was like, Tweet.
We did.
And y'all didn't peep.
They did not peep.
No pun intended. That was not.
I was thinking that.
I got bars. But, it just rolls off.
Bars in Atlanta. I would have to remix that real quick. But no, just as we said in our episode, Tweet is not even really trying to kill y'all. She's gotten to that point. I don't know if you saw Brandy's little Instagram upload when she was like, I'm a choir singer. Well, you did see that. That's
yes.
You. She's like, I'm a choir singer. You got to hear me. Like, that's what Tweet
Absolutely.
Is. She is a choir Absolutely. Singer because she was not even trying to kill. She was not trying to come give you no Kim No B even. She was not like, she was like, I'm tweet, I'm going to kill on the slow.
Okay.
On the low, low, lowest yes, of keys.
Yes, we talked about that. Tweet is a slow assassin. She's an yes. assassin.
You don't even know you're dead. She has the silencer on there, bruh.
Bruh.
And okay. like, you die. And she killed me from that track on. Every track that she was featured on, she killed me.
Yep.
Like, destroyed me. I was like, tweet. Like, she enhanced the record at least 50,000 times every time she got on there just to do that. I got a lot to be mad about.
What?
Okay. Okay. All right. I don't have. But yes, vocals.
Congratulations to Solange. Her and B Broke made history being the first sisters.
Yeah.
As with number one at, well, top yeah. ten albums. Top
number one albums in yeah. the same year. I mean, it's an amazing feat. Obviously, people were like, okay, but what about who are some other sisters? And I'm like, well, I mean, there's Ashley and Jessica. There's Janet and Rebe. There's so many other people in the world who are sisters who do make music.
Right.
And it's just, it has never been in that same way.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, it had not been that way with Solange and Beyonce even, but Solange decided to step her game up.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafael Sadiq. Co-executive produced with her this record.
Exactly.
And it showed.
The genius.
The genius, the legend. Musically, in addition to vocally, it was just like, come the F through, Solange.
And even, like, how you can tell that she was so meticulous with
yes.
it.
Yes, yes.
Even to the interludes.
Yes.
Like, to having Matthew, Tina, and Master P. I love Master P's interludes.
He preached to me.
When is his documentary coming out?
No, it has to come out today.
It, like...
Netflix.
It's supposed to come soon. I heard they was making a No Limit documentary.
Oh, wait, there's a real thing?
I thought that's where the bits was coming
yeah.
from.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought that she literally sat down with him. You are helping
no,
me.
No, she probably did. Yeah. I'm just being... I heard something about a No Limit documentary. Yeah. You know how they're making a lot of biopics, yeah. however you say it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it No Limit is a story. Thank you.
Yeah, it really does.
Because No Limit, like, it's been a big year for No Limit. I'm not even going to lie. From the homage from Usher to, like, coming on Solange album.
Oh, I forgot about that. I forgot about Usher's life, obviously. Did we talk about that? We did.
We did.
I forgot about Usher's life. But yeah, I mean, Solange, that just... It was so good. Everything was so perfectly done. Yeah. Having Master P in there. His story being a part of American history, a part of rap history, is something that I think people often overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not current.
Right.
But it's just as important as an N.W.A. or as a Cash Money.
Absolutely.
Or as a Junior Mafia or whatever else, Dipset, whatever. I mean, it's so, so important to black history.
Right. They were definitely pioneers in the independent.
Yeah.
They were put, like, come on, like, selling out the trunk.
Bruh, bought my trunk. I loved it.
But I'm serious. Nah, like, yeah. We so bout it. Like,
bruh. Mr. Ice Cube, I mean, like, everything was just so, so, everything, I mean, like, it changed the world, and the fact that it even reached us here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was truly incredible, and I don't think I realized it before, but when I heard that, when I heard him on the album, I definitely was like, okay, I have to start giving you your props more.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
It transcends generations, and I feel like that was a big thing that she emphasized
yeah.
in her album. I loved it.
What's your favorite record? You have favorite records?
Cranes in the Sky.
Woo!
It has to be everybody's favorite, but it literally between that, I'm slain. Rise is my favorite though,
it is?
Just because. Solely on how you start, I guess because of she started out the
yeah.
album like that, and it's
an
like
opener. I'm telling you, she learned from B, because you know B got the best openers in the game.
Yes,
she really
right.
did.
Right.
She really did.
They got the art of that surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm gonna start from here, like,
right.
and it's not even
it's
at the
story.
Bottom; it's really at the top. Like when they say from the top, they was talking. They, That was what Solange and B was like. They was like, all right, up here? Okay. No prob.
I mean, I think the album itself tells a story. It tells a story of, like, black people, about life, about love, about cranes in the sky, being about depression, being about heartbreak and heartache and all of these things. Just, like, everything in it was so relatable, but you knew it was her story. You knew it was her story. And ours. That was the greatest part about it, though. But she wasn't trying to tell our story, right. But in telling hers, she told our story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was too much. I absolutely love Cranes in the Sky. I am weary about the ways of the world.
That means the one with DW? Yes, oh my God.
She had to share it because it was so real. Like, it was so real, but I do love Weary. Weary is so lit.
Don't touch my hair.
Don't touch my hair. Don't you wait. Don't you wait.
Okay.
Don't you wait. Talk about smooth production. Talk about excellence, like, just in general. I love FUBU.
Yeah, definitely.
Love FUBU to death.
And like we were saying, this album came out after we released the last episode. But as soon as we were about to release it, it came out on the Friday. We released on the Monday. We was like, this has to be the theme song.
Has to. I mean, it's so poignant for now. I mean, and then Where Do We Go?
Yeah. Yep.
Mad?
I love. And people were like, and it's funny because I've seen some people that were like, oh, Lil Wayne is, how does he, but Lil Wayne, one, is from New Orleans. Secondly, he loves music. Like, why do people forget that he's an artist?
He does, and that record was for, like, did you hear how he wrote that record? Like, that record was for him. Okay. I feel like he had more parts than Solange on the actual record. Like, it was for him.
His cadence was definitely, like, everything.
He kills. The record kills. I love everything about it. I hope that it continues to be successful. She released it right before Grammy submission time. So I really, or Grammy deadline rather. Mm-hmm. They haven't been submitted yet. But I do hope that her label submits.
Me too.
And I do hope that she gets the recognition she deserves. And it would be great if she and Beyonce were both nominated for her Album of the Year.
I agree.
I would love that to death. And I do believe that Beyonce better win this time. She better win. I know you like a seat.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, okay. She shouldn't. Because, I mean, honestly, a seat Lemonade set the precedent.
I believe so. And I just think Beyonce, having been nominated twice already.
And not winning.
Not even getting more than these contemporary accolades, you know what I mean? Contemporary R&B accolades, best rap song collaboration. Like, Beyonce is so much more than that, and I need them to start recognizing that. And Beck did not release anything this year, and so he's
Thank
in the
Lord.
Clear.
I still have yet to listen to one song by Beck. But anyway.
New York is coming back.
Hallelujah.
In the rap game, New York, which started this rap shit, is coming back to take its place in the game.
Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Come on, Mace.
Yes.
Shout out to Mace.
Mace even made me watch that sitcom because.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were not even thought of when that sitcom was.
No,
out.
But literally because, but like that's how influential rap is to me because when I was a kid, when Welcome Back came out by Mace. Well, I probably was like in junior high school, like, or maybe know. Probably like elementary school.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, where is that from? And my father was like, oh, that's a show called Welcome Back, Cotter. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. And I actually watched the show because of Mace. Thanks, Mace.
Yes. No, I mean, New York is coming back. I think, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, having been here. I think that this whole resurgence started with Bobby Shmurda.
I agree.
Thank you. Okay, look at us. Look at me. See, if Zoe approves my rap history, thoughts and theories, then I'm legit.
You gonna stop today or tomorrow?
No, seriously, I think that Bobby Shmurda brought New York back on the map with, of course, that whole Shmoney dance. It was viral.
Yeah.
It was viral back in 2014.
Wow.
I think it changed a lot for New York. I think it changed a lot for dance crazes and music. And now, of course, there's the whole Milli Rock and everything else.
This is true.
But Bobby did it. You saw Malia Obama wearing pro-era t-shirts. Definitely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, this is becoming something, like, serious. And I think, and I want you to speak to on this because I think you saw it more acutely, but I think that rap has its cycles. Mm. I think, obviously, it started in New York, yep. And the whole 80s thing was pretty much New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then going over to the West Coast, that blew up, mm-hmm. and quite literally. And then you had this whole East Coast, West Coast beef. The South had its shine for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
With Goody Mob, with Outkast, with Ludacris, with Ooh. With every Two Live Crew, with everything, the South really had such a long reign. Mm-hmm. You had Jock coming out. You had T.I. coming out or being
D4L,
brought out.
R.I.P. Shorty Low, man. R.I.P. That's Shorty crazy. Low. Like Laffy Taffy and all that. It was crazy.
They
for
had
a
long
while.
Reign.
Yeah, like even. What was the last thing before that that was New York? Probably Chicken Noodle Soup. Like, to even say, like, Harlem Shaking and
yeah.
Chicken Noodle Soup.
Yeah.
Then it went really south. Like, Atlanta.
I mean, Atlanta dominated for a large part of the 2000s, at least.
Yeah.
With just so many new people coming out every other day. It seems you had a Rubber Band Man, you had a Snowman, you had Mr. Ice Cream Man. You had every man. You know,
really,
every entity of man, and they took that story that was so important in New York City as far as coming from the drug dealing game and becoming a rapper. That really transformed their lives, and we even see it now with Atlanta.
Yeah,
the show Atlanta.
Yes, love that show.
Yeah, I love it so much. But they're showcasing that as well, this whole, okay, I'm coming from, you know, this drug dealing background, using this entrepreneurial skill to then become a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was huge for Atlanta for a couple of years. And then I think obviously West Coast started getting some shine again. Kendrick started getting his shine and mm-hmm. the game. And when Eminem teamed up with Dr. Dre and they came back out and did right. everything that they was gonna do.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time coming.
Yes, even I remember in junior high school when Nas came out with Hip Hop Is Dead, and everybody was
remember
like,
this.
I feel like everybody in New York was like, yeah, Hip Hop Is Dead. It's like, how? Wait, I guess it made you feel like, dang, the South mm-hmm. took over. Mm-hmm. So I guess, like, New York had a brick on their, a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Like,
you can say brick because this is New York.
It'd be brick out here. It's literally a brick. You're right. They had a chip on their shoulder mm-hmm. about, like, how are we going to take over the game because it started here.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy it's came back. Like, and Bobby Shmurda is definitely one of the people that made it viral. And talk about viral.
Right.
He definitely made everybody want to be back in Brooklyn. And then that's when you saw the rise of everybody coming back. Even though we had people here
mm-hmm.
that were, I think it stayed in within the locale.
Right.
Like,
which is crazy considering not only is it the origins, but it is the largest city in the country. It's a
exactly.
metropolis. Things that come from here go nationwide, worldwide. So
yep.
I think a part of what it was, and we talked about this actually without even knowing it in our rap episode,
mm-hmm.
About sounds changing, about tastes changing. And the South had their own presentation. It wasn't Jay-Z's. It wasn't Biggie's. It was completely different. And it did have, when we talk about D4L, or when we talk about, you know, Jock and all these other people, it did have more of a melody, and it did have more of this type of dance element
yep.
and this singing element that got the community involved. And New York City, leading up to that moment, was all about this whole solo type thing. I mean, outside of Dipset, outside of G-Unit, outside of the groups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more based on lyricality, mm-hmm. Like a metaphor. Like, I hate to be like metaphors and similes, but like literally, I think even Lloyd Banks said it when he was talking to Nori on Drink Champs. Like, he's like, you know, people will always come to him for punchline. Like, yeah. You knew, if you go listen to Lloyd Banks, you know you're getting a punchline, right. A triple entendre. Right. If you listen to Jay-Z, you're getting that.
Fab.
But Fab right. is punchlines. Like, yeah. That's what New York culture is. So, I guess that's another reason why the shift was so hard for people up here to adjust to. Because mm-hmm. they're like, oh... It's yeah, we rap. Don't. We just have to make a song, like
right.
like a dance song. Like right. we don't dance, we don't two step. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was a lot of that up there.
Down I there. That was kind of like shots fired. I just realized that with like Joey Crack saying, "My niggas don't dance. We just pull up our pants and do the rock." Yep. Like, I didn't even realize that.
But that was the and then. But then he recanted. what was it? Make It Rain. He had Lil Wayne on the hook, and he was like, "Why everybody so mad at the South for like, bro?"
Right.
Like,
right.
Change your style up, like yeah. okay. And that's when you know Joe was in Miami, so that he yeah. had a lot of Southern influences too. So I think a lot of people went at that point. They were like, "Okay, what's down South that we need to get up here?" And even yeah. right now, people in New York sound like Southern artist.
I mean, Designer is one of the number clearest one. Who is taking that Southern sound and really using it to his advantage. In the mm-hmm. same way, that nobody can say that the beginnings of the South wasn't influenced by New York, because that would be false.
That's true.
But then it's changing now. So it's like, okay, we're going to borrow some of this from the South, and then the South is going to, you know, borrow some from New York. And I think that exchange is a part of what makes this genre so interesting, mm-hmm. just to be influenced by its regions
yeah.
In a way that other genres are not. Because if you from North Carolina or you from New York, your R&B is probably going to sound pretty much mm-hmm. the same. It doesn't have those vast differences. Or country music, even. The people who are in Nashville or who are in Memphis, etc., it's going to stay there. It's going to be specific to that region. But the thing about hip-hop was that in telling a story, everybody had a story. You know what I mean?
And I feel like...
And it was different.
Right. And dialectical differences yeah. are emphasized because it's yeah. just mostly rap is speaking.
Yeah.
So you definitely hear those different dialects, where in singing,
yeah.
you don't hear Adele's accent when she's yeah. singing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or Jessie J or these people, you don't hear yeah. their specific accent. So I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
It's really impressive. And I mean, it's not just that... you know, the South, obviously, Chicago is doing their thing right now. And they've had, I mean, Twista, they've had Common, they've had Kanye and Chance and everybody, No Name, everybody coming out of here right now. Yeah. But historically, they've had some people, not nearly as much as the East Coast, not nearly as much as the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Or the South, which was, and we didn't even get to talking about UGK and 3-6 and all of those as well. You okay. know what I mean? Because that was also a part of this whole thing. But, like, the South is still doing their thing, but New York is definitely doing so much more. If you think about what we've heard this year alone with this whole Remy Ma and Joe.
Right. All the way up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now like, it's like, when you first heard it, you was like, oh. Right. Oh, now it's like... Yeah, you just like try to like I'm, as a New Yorker, I feel like I have to sing it just to be supportive. But like it's just like all the way up,
right?
We went from all the way up to all the way up,
right?
All right.
It's
speaking
it's
of where is Fat Joe and Remy Ma album? They were supposed to come out with this.
You talked about this?
Yes.
What was it called? Plomos and Plates
so,
and
Platos of. Y plomo, platos o plomo. I don't know, but...
All the Spanish-speaking people out there.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I don't know.
Me neither. I know it's something about platos o plomo. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
Where is it? I don't know. It's already October now, and they All the Way Up was supposed to be like the leading single, mm-hmm. and they were supposed to drop something at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they're just riding out the wave until...
They've been trying to tour with Beyonce the whole summer.
They keeping up with the Formation concert is just definitely not...
It was too much.
But I digress.
I mean, but now there are so many people who are coming out from around the city. We showcased a little bit of that at our launch party, which was incredible. We talked about that in the last episode. So I want to bore all the people. But there are so many people. I went home just to show people that New York really is, like, taking over. I went home, and my brothers were literally asking me if I knew Young M.A. personally. They're like, do you know Young M.A.? Young Ma?
And I'm like, wish.
I don't know her. Like, we live in the same borough, but I don't know her at all. But, like, she... And then I went to the bar, and she was being played. Ooh, it was being played. And people are just feeling her so much. She's getting so much love.
And we put her
out there. We really did highlight her, though.
But I love her because not only does she have, like, she can rap.
Yeah.
You could tell she knows hip-hop. Like, her second single, Summer Story, that everybody loved and broke up with their girl after the summer, talk about they being single, was actually... a sample. I don't know if a lot of the youngest know it, but it's like audio too. So, like, you know, what more can I say? I get money. Like, the beginning of the song, that is the sample. Like, you could tell that she knows hip hop, and, like, she just has a swag of a New Yorker. Like, I just love her. I'm so happy. I'm proud of her. Like I know her personally, but I'm so proud of seeing her, like, incline and just go.
It's really incredible to see, especially her as a queer artist, especially as someone who is from New York, especially as someone who's a student of hip hop. Sorry, all of the things we said we wanted to see in hip hop, women, queer people,
we did,
students of hip hop.
Didn't we just,
like, she is the amalgam of all of this in the state of rap. We talked about wanting to see all of this, and she really is giving us all of that. And I even think Ooh sounded like Bobby Shmurda's records.
It is.
And so I was like, this is great. Like, cause she's not only saying, okay, we are coming back. She's like, I'm embracing this sound that so many other people were like, I'm distancing from. This is not New York rap. Mm-hmm. People are still kind of upset that New York rap is not just Nas, like Illmatic. Like, you know what I mean? People really be deep. New Yorkers are deep. There is a certain purity that New Yorkers expect from rap. That's just not always going to be there. But she has both sides. Like, she can do the pure stuff. Mm. And she can do the jingles and the stuff that we want to sing along to and the pop records. So, I'm feeling it. Anybody else that you wanted to hype up?
Well, we got her. We got A Boogie with the hoodie from the Bronx.
Yes.
Everybody love... You know he is the thottiest rapper right now. Any thought nigga you know is singing an A Boogie song.
Right.
Don Q can spit. Who else is Dave East?
Yes.
Is up and coming. He's just signed with Nas's label, Mass Appeal.
Yeah. And he just released a record or a mixtape rather on the 30th on Friday with
Solange's
album, which is dope. And, like, that's, I mean, Harlem, Flo Kennedy. Have you heard Flo Kennedy?
No, who's that?
Flo Kennedy is from Harlem.
Okay.
Harlem, shout out to Harlem.
You know, and don't even get me started on Harlem.
Kennedy is sickening. I just want everybody to listen to Cinnamon. Flo Kennedy, listen to Cinnamon.
Okay.
It is going to change your whole life.
Hashtag put me on.
Like, it's really going to change your life. She's out here killing it. And, of course, the people in Queens. We went to see Boss.
You know, I love Remy
Banks. Out here with World's Fair.
I didn't know.
Stop. Zoe lies. Zoe lies, y'all. Zoe lies. but no, I mean, like, Queens is out here killing it. Harlem is out here killing it. Of course, Young and May is out of Brooklyn, designer. It's people out here representing New York in every borough, in every area. And I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I definitely think we'll get some more diversity. It won't just be a Bobby Shmurda sound. It won't just be a Young and May sound. It won't just be an Azalea Banks sound. the great thing about New York and even what we saw at the launch party was that everybody has something to add to it, still with that New York flavor, which is incredible to me.
And I think that also a New York sound has staying power. Mm. When I say that, Fab is still putting out mixtapes.
Jay is still featured on everybody's record.
Lloyd Banks just put out a mixtape. Right. We're still fiending for more. Like
Tribe
Records, like
De La.
You can all listen to it to this day. Like pretty much, if you don't go past the early 90s, it doesn't sound too played out. Like you can listen to those things. Like I was listening to, anybody that knows me knows I love Gangstar. Like shout out to Brooklyn, we in Brooklyn. So, but like I can still listen to Mass Appeal right now or Skills. Like I still can listen to that to this day. Like you know what I'm saying? So I love that about New York sound. And like you said, I'm excited to see where it's gonna go. And I'm hoping.
Are you pacing yourself? You're like, let me not get too hype.
Yes, I'm pacing myself that like all these classic artists are coming back. Like Cameron, I need him to drop something. Yeah. Like he's a staple. Like you know what I'm saying? Like these Dipset artists.
Yeah, it's gonna be really interesting to see just because of what we talked about, whether or not they will adjust their styles. In the way someone who has been able to do this, obviously Jay-Z, has been able. And Lil Wayne, too, because Lil Wayne's been out for a long time. I mean, when we talk about taking over for the 99 of 2000.
Even,
you know what I mean? Like, that's a long time that he's been out.
Even Lil Wayne came up here, he had a whole mixtape with Joel Santana. Yeah. Like, he always was up here doing music. You know what I'm saying?
I really want to see whether or not people will adjust their sounds to make it more current or whether they will stick to what they know and try to produce, I mean, or try to reach new people with that. Or if their fans are, I mean, there are a lot of loyal fans here in New York City who are willing to support it, but if they're trying to get it alongside a Drake on the radio or alongside Designer on the radio, it's going to have to be somewhat current. And I want to see how that sounds on radio.
Yeah, I agree.
That'll be interesting to see. I mean, because with a Cameron, what does the Cameron record sound like in 2016? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he actually, the thing about Cameron is his sound is just basically him talking. Like, I had a girl, then I went to the store, then hey, I took her. Like, you know, right? Like, he was on Wale's recent mixtape, too. Like, oh, and I actually liked his, but he still sounds like the same Cameron.
Yeah.
I love Cam, so he needs to come out with a mixtape, too. I'm just fiending for New York artists. Like,
Give me mixtapes.
Like, that's all. But that mixtape culture is innate to New York.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So
they're not passing them out on the street no more, but
speaking of, we live in New York. Like, not everybody that listens. Sorry, guys. But if you live in New York, it's the ultimate hub of networking, getting yourself out there.
Right.
Me and Mark are going to teach a class on how to develop artists.
We should.
Just stay tuned. But it's just like there's no excuse. So being from New York and being an artist in New York is imperative, one, to stand out. Also, know your history. Like, even like I just mentioned Young M.A. was sampling Audio 2. Like, she's influenced by 50 Cent. Like, it's important to know your history and also working on the come up.
Yeah.
Like, just don't assume that anything's going to be handed to you.
Man, people's going to buy your music without knowing you.
The model of the music industry right now, music is not something, even though it's intellectual property, is not something that's being bought.
No. Nobody is out here buying music. And nobody's out here taking CDs home. So stop wasting your money. Stop wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Get online and work.
Yep.
Work. I don't want to say it's simple. It's a simple formula, but the work has to be done.
Put it in work. I like ASAP Ferg, by the way. ASAP Mob.
Yes.
Like, we have
ASAP is everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the ASAP Mob.
Yes.
Like,
RPMs. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. They're all over the place. Yeah. Like, they can tour in Australia, UK.
Crazy.
That's the thing. Like, it's in touring. But then having shows and being here as festivals, all, I just love New York sometimes. I hate the weather, but I love New York.
I mean, everybody's loving it. Everybody's going to love New York soon, at least.
Yes.
At least. And when we create this month, this week's, this episode's playlist, we definitely going to have all New York rap on there. So
oh,
y'all
yeah.
just need to be just to be ready. And if y'all don't know these people that we talking about, when y'all hear them on the playlist, y'all definitely going to know.
It's lit.
It's V-lit.
These haters on my body, shake them up.